Ralph, if we live to get back in all right off of this long tour, you gather up the Clinch Mountain boys. You know, me and you have been together about 18 years, and we'll just have us a doggone good fox race. You know, Jack's crippled. He likes to hear dogs run, and he wants us to get him up to the top of the hill and bail him up afar and let him sit there and eat while the dogs runs. Boys, I think Jack deserves that after being with Stanley Brothers and Ralph Stanley 14 years. So while I check the dogs, I'll blow the horn, and you boys be getting things together. Damn fat horn ain't hoarse. Here, Nail. Here, Trail. Here. Nail, far. Here. Bertie, I believe you've starved these damn dogs to death. Old Nail looks like a bunch of quilting frames.
A supermarket in my neighborhood. That's where I get my meat bones that my foxhound likes so good. I go there every Monday and load them on my truck and drive back up on Rock House to tickle with my luck. Rod on the sofa eating rhubarb pie. Bertie was in the kitchen cutting possum up to fry. I went to feed old Trail and he was still tied to his chain. He jumped across the fence and now he's howling in the rain. He's just a hanging.
Hey, hey, hey.
He's just a hanging. When I looked at Trail, I made myself a nervous wreck. He forgot that he was tied and now he broke his ignorant neck. He's just a-hanging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just a-hanging. Yes, now he's hanging.
Hey, 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 hey.
When I looked at Trail, I made myself a nervous wreck. He forgot that he was tied and now he broke his foolish neck. He's just a hanging.
Quit!
Or that other horn better.